Secretary Gilpatrick on 9-1.
You'll be right on the phone.
Fine, thank you.
Hello?
Mr. President, yeah. On the Saigon story, I talked to both Alexis Johnson in the absence of Boyle and Harriman, and also General Krulak. Neither of them know a thing about this report, except that on the Tuesday visit of Lodge to Long Island Province, we got a godly favorable report back from Lodge that came into General Krulak this morning. Now, I see a subsequent news item here that Lodge is looking into this. He's shown concern and so forth. But we don't have a copy of the report here. We never heard of it. And who the U.S. People were who joined in it, we'll just have to find out. But everybody's alerted on it, and we just have to get the embassy to sit on this kind of thing. It's another example of somebody talking out there, the senior embassy official. But it is not, Mr. President, a survey in which the U.S. military had any part. And so far as the people at state know, they don't know who the U.S. participation was on the diplomat.
Unless somebody's engineering the coup in the government, I just sure wish that you'd get a hold of them on the phone and tell them, God damn it, shut up. USIA yesterday said we'd taken a terrible shellacking on Panama.
Yeah.
This morning, the Saigon says we're taking a terrible shellacking there. We can't stand up anywhere if our own people are going to join the enemy and start putting this stuff out.
Yeah. Now, on the second point, the paper...
Will you do that? Will you get a hold of them and see that you and state do whatever you need to do to stop that and fire whoever did it and tell me who it was?
All right.
Okay.
We'll run it down.
All right.
And the paper on your commission, Mr. President, is over in the White House. It'll be brought into you, and the Navy's going to button its lip on this. I don't know where this came from, but it shouldn't have ever reached the press.